We're talking here with Fritz Peterson, forward pitcher for the New York Yankees, who is down here for Fantasy Camp. And Fritz, you have a new book out, Mickey Mantle Goes to Heaven?
It's Mickey Mantle is Going to Heaven.
Okay, tell us about how that came to be.
It came to be because I had prostate cancer in 2000, and I had it taken care of, I thought. And it came back in 2006. And when you have to have prostate cancer taken care of the second time, it's not as easy as the first, and I actually got scared that I was going to die. So I did a lot of research for myself personally into the Lord and God and salvation, and I came up with a whole bunch of stuff I never knew before, and all of it is good news. And that's where the title, Mickey Mantle is Going to Heaven, came in. Because I found that I'm going to go to heaven, you're going to go to heaven, and all your listeners are too.
Did you think of the book as therapy?
I did, and I also wanted to tell the rest of the story about our divorce situation that was highly publicized in the 70s.
This is with you and Mike Heckett.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. And none of it was told correctly, and I just wanted to straighten that out in the event that I died with this prostate cancer, and at least I still had some time to do it. Mm-hmm. So that was the other thing, and I wanted to tell some of the funny stories that happened inside the clubhouse with a lot of the players, and some that haven't been told yet, some that had been told, but I wanted to get the right slant on those as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things I'm interested in is the process of the writing. How did you go about doing it?
I started in notebooks, just the binders, you know, with the little curly wires going through them, and I brought those books into anywhere, McDonald's. I did my best writing, I found, in restaurants, whether they're McDonald's or little greasy spoons in the town I live in or whatever. But I'd start doing that, and then I'd put them on a computer because I'm not real savvy at that stuff. But then I printed them out double-spaced so I could see them when I was rereading them, and that's the thing that got tiring later.
Yeah.
But I found for me that worked because then I could see it. I can't read off a computer, but I can read off sheets and then make notes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it took me six times longer than I thought it would. But
and how long did you think it would take?
I thought it would take about six months, mm-hmm. and it took 3 years.
Uh-huh. And you had to get pictures?
Yes, I had to buy the rights to pictures. I never knew that stuff because I did a self-published book.
Mm-hmm. Who's your publisher?
Outskirts Press in Denver, Colorado. Mm-hmm. And they've been real good, you know, but again, I didn't know what I was doing. And I'm starting to work on another book right now, and I'll know a little bit more about it. And I think I'm still going to use them because they're very nice people. But I think I'll do it a lot faster, and I'll do it a lot more accurately as far as spelling and stuff like that, because there are some typos in mine. But I wanted to get mine out as fast as I could, A, before I died, and B, before my wife said, don't do it.
Uh-huh. Did you get any kind of people saying, no, you shouldn't be doing this?
No. The only one that told me I shouldn't do it was Jim Bowden.
And why is that?
Jim didn't think it would be a seller, and he, his book, Ball 4, of course, was one of the biggest sellers that there was in baseball, you know, of all time.
So not for nothing, he couldn't be worried about competition.
Well, you know what? Jim always has to be first.
Uh-huh. And, well, he was first.
Yeah, and he's a good guy. Uh-huh. And I think it was an honest guess of his that it wouldn't sell and I shouldn't waste my time. But I like to waste my time, doing these things. Mm-hmm. And I've heard some of the people who have read the book have really had a lot of good things happen as far as what they've learned out of the book, because there is a purpose for the book and it has a positive message.
Now, when did the book come out?
It came out in the end of July.
Have you been making a fair amount of author tours?
I did in August and September, and then I was by Yankee Stadium during the playoffs over at Stan's right across from the old Yankee Stadium, and that was a ball.
So, yeah, it must be fun to have the fans come back and say, I remember you when you did this and
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And some of the ones who have read it already would go walking by and put their thumbs up and say, awesome, and it makes you feel good.
Sure, sure. How many fantasy camps have you come to?
This is almost my 10th, I think, either 9 or 10, and I just love them.
And it must be fun, again, getting together with the fans and reminiscing about with your friends, your old teammates.
It is. I actually have gotten to know some of the people in my era that I played with and against, Mickey Rivers for one, mm-hmm. and Johnny Blanchard, mm-hmm. who I never played with before, but I got to love the guy, and he died, unfortunately.
In terms of service, I would imagine Al Downing is the oldest Yankee here.
Probably. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if by age, but Al was pitching in the early 60s.
Right.
I don't know how old he is. I'm 67. I'm probably pretty close to him.
You know, Homer Bush on the other side of the fence must be the youngest guy down here.
He probably is. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy, too. I never knew him, and I got to meet him. And the other part of this fun stuff for me is I get to meet the campers themselves, and I've gotten to be like family with a lot of them over the last 5 years, really.
Very good. Well, Fritz Peterson, thank you for taking the time to talk with us. Good luck with the book, and we're looking for the next one.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.